is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Let's play ball. There's a hard ground ball to Munn, and it's second. He's got it. A little five-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lakenview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lakenview was down 3-2 entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lakenview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long. Hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown. Pulling the inside pitches. Taking those on the outside half to center and right. And it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits. Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits. And Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lakenview off balance the entire game.
ScoresBroadcast.com delivers the big games and the big hits.
Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come 2 more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2.
Down to its last swing. ScoresBroadcast.com brings home the thrilling victories.
And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings. It's a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Here he comes. Raiders win. Raiders win. Rushi won. St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling 4-hit shutout through 8. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Xavier Flippo wins his own game.
ScoresBroadcast.com attracted more than 9,000 listeners for state championship baseball contests in 2022 and 2018.
Here's a slow curveball. Bounce to Radiman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for 1. To Middendorf for 2. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Radiman. Shortstop, Rosengarten. First baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, a late good afternoon to all of you. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Minster Wildcats take on the Delphi St. John's Blue Jays in a Midwest Athletic Conference clash. And a couple of things are still on the way. The Delphi St. John's team, not here yet, coming, but on the way, but not arrived at this point in time. And the rain is just around the corner, probably within the next 90 minutes. And should this game not get started on time at 5 o'clock, who knows, it might not get finished. It's Minster 13-2, Delphi St. John's 4-6 in a MAC clash here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. We had a terrific audience this past Saturday for a game between Salina and Rushi at Montgomery Field in Eastview Park, the home of the Grand Lake Mariners in Salina.
Rushi coughed up a three-run lead in the last two innings and got beat by a score of 4-3. We've got coverage for you on Thursday night, Fort Loramie and Graham on the air at 4:20 p.m. on Thursday night, Fort Loramie hosting Graham in what should be a very good game on Thursday evening. Minster lost last night by a score of 11-10. It was the Wildcats' second defeat on the season, losing to Wapakoneta, a team that also defeated Delta St. John's week one of this season by a final score of 12-3. The two clubs, Delta St. John's and Minster, have another common opponent, Parkway. Delta St. John's beat Parkway, so did Minster. Marion Local is a club that Minster has played and beaten by a final score of 6-3. Kudos to the Minster Wildcats. Coldwater appears to be mighty strong, ranked number one in the state in Division III. We'll see Coldwater on Saturday, Chuck, when the Rushi Raiders entertain the Cavaliers. Rushi 13th in the state in Division IV. Coldwater unbeaten 13-0 on the campaign after trouncing Elida last night 19-0. Coldwater scored double digits 9 times this year.
Looking forward to seeing them. I don't know who Rushi's going to throw. Hopefully Cordonier's able to throw on Saturday, which will make it a much better baseball game. But looking forward to that. Looking forward to tonight. I haven't seen Minster yet. I haven't seen them in a couple of years. Actually, I haven't seen them since they won the state in 2017. So maybe I'm good luck for them. Maybe they can get another one this year.
Let's reflect back to 2017 that Chuck just mentioned. It was the third state championship for the Minster Wildcats, coached by Mike Wiss, who is in year number 30 this campaign coaching baseball here at Minster. This coming season will be number 10 as the girls basketball coach. Mike assisted in football for quite a few years as well. Minster back in 2017 won its third state title in baseball, as I noted, beating Toronto by a score of 3-0 and then nipping Rushi 2-1 in the state championship game on a two-out single by John Niemeyer in the bottom of the seventh inning. In that state semi, outstanding pitching was turned in that contest by Minster's Aaron Ernst. He went 7 full innings, struck out 7, gave up 6 hits, threw 92 pitches. Minster had hits from Isaac Schmiesing, a couple. Niemeyer had 2. Alex Lemkuhl had a hit. Bryce Schmiesing had 1. Jared Hilsman also had a hit in that game. Minster scored 3 in the very first inning, and that was the end of the scoring for that game. The state semi in 2017 won by Minster 3-0 over Toronto. In the state championship game, Rushi jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Minster tied it in the fourth. Minster won it in the bottom of the seventh. Rushi had 5 hits. Minster had 4. Jack Heitbrink went the route for Minster. Gave up 5 hits. Struck out 5 through all 7 innings through 94 pitches. Minster victorious by a run over Rushi in a thriller. Went right down to the wire. Winning run scored with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th inning. Chuck, this obviously is a haven for very good high school baseball.
Oh, absolutely.
All 4 divisions, 1, 2, 3, and 4. As we noted, Rushi, Minster, state championship in 17, won by Minster. The very next year, Fort Loramie won the title in 2018. Rushi won it in 2022. Rushi got to the state finals last year in 2023. We'll take a look back at the Fort Loramie and Rushi runs to the state titles in Columbus and Akron when we return. We're waiting on the arrival of Delta St. John's, and hopefully the rain holds off. It's on the way. Should be here by 6:30 or 6:45. Baseball tonight, Midwest Athletic Conference action from Melcher Street Park here in Minster. It is Minster 13-2, Delta St. John's 4-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
That's Wygant in Minster. Outstanding sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wygant Real Estate and Development. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. 419-628-3107. Don't forget, new subdivision on the way in Fort Loramie, Lakeside Subdivision. To reserve your lot, call Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, 419-628-3107. That's the new Lakeside Subdivision in Fort Loramie. Call Wygant to reserve your lot. Rain on the way, so is the Delphi St. John's team. Neither has arrived, so we are on a late schedule. There's no way we'll have first pitch by 5 o'clock, so somehow, some way, we've got to stall a little bit. We'll return with more from here at Minster. Minster Wildcats 13-2, hosting Delphi St. John's 4-6. It's pending. I see some Delphi St. John's Blue Jays arriving along the street to our right here at Melcher Park.
They got a fan.
Yep.
Now they need a team.
I'm Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the pin custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a pin custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank.
Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster. SECURCON. Online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again at Melcher Street Park here in Minster. Again, we are awaiting the arrival of the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. And the rain just might beat Delphus here. It is around the corner, heavy rain by 6:30, quarter seven. It could get showers long before then. Contest has got to go 4.5 or 5 in order to be official. Little preseason scattering report of Minster. The Wildcats now 13-2 after an 11-10 setback here last night versus Wapakoneta. Last season, Minster went 16-8, lost in the sectionals, returning six starters and six young men who can throw on the mound. Coach Mike Wiss said we've got good returning varsity experience. A lot of pitching is back, and he said we look forward to working with this group, and the team has responded. Pitching and experience, the strengths, top returning players. Tyler Stevie, a senior, Lewis Magato, a junior, Ian Holman, a junior, and James Niemeyer, a junior. Stevie, by the way, is a trine commit. He had a .290 batting average last year, 20 hits, scored 21 runs, knocked in 24, and on the mound had an ERA of 2.33. Mike Wiss, head man at Minster, is a noted 30 years coaching baseball, played at the University of Dayton, and Mike has been inducted into the Ohio High School Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame, rightly so.
Absolutely.
Three state championships, Chuck, turned in by Minster under the leadership of Mike Wiss, 2011, 12, and again in 17.
He's done a terrific job. They get good athletes here, but you still got to do a good job with them, and he's an outstanding coach. Basketball, baseball, doesn't matter. He's great with the kids, and that's half the battle at this age.
He is a terrific communicator.
Absolutely.
Interpersonal skills are outstanding. You know where you stand. He sets goals along the way, incrementally. And if you attain them as you go from week to week, month to month during the baseball season, you'll wind up with one heck of a campaign. That is for sure. Delphus St. John's head coach is Jerry Jackson, 10th year as the mentor of the Blue Jays, born and raised in Delphus, graduated from St. John's in 1985. He played all three sports in high school and was a proud member of the 1985 first-team all-conference squad in baseball. That was his senior year. That club for Delphus St. John's went 21-4. Season ended in the regional semis in Toledo. Prior to baseball, he coached 12 years of football as an assistant varsity and JV head coach at Delphus St. John's, plus 3 years of junior high basketball as an assistant at Delphus. And he studied and completed a degree at Rhodes State College. Jerry Jackson, head coach from Delphus St. John's, and we're on the lookout for the Delphus St. John's bus. We still don't see it. Rain is fast approaching.
Well, they do have one coach, okay, so they're getting there.
We'll return with more from here at Melcher Street Park in Minster, awaiting on the arrival of Minster's opponent, the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Minster 13-2 on the year, Delphus St. John's 4-6. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Delta St. John's Blue Jays have arrived. We'll have baseball for you in about 15 minutes or so. Minster 13-2, Delta St. John's 4-6 on the year. It is a contest here in the Midwest Athletic Conference. New sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides gasoline and diesel fuels, along with motor oil, to farms, home heating, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil, a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane support our coverage of high school sports here on scoresbroadcast.com and support high school academics and athletics in the region. Thanks so much to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, 9109 State Route 66. The village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and across the U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool manufacturing, special grinds, and tool resharpening at a fraction of the replacement cost. We also do all kinds of machining and precision grinding. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists in various entry-level positions. You can also contact us online at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to participate in the coverage of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcast.com. If you cannot attend the big game, join us, O'Reilly, and Scores Broadcast for all the exciting action. Well, a few minutes ago, I alluded to you all about that 2017 state championship in Division IV high school baseball at Huntington Park in Columbus. It was won by Minster, which defeated Rushi in the state title game by a final score of 2-1. That was Minster's third state championship under head coach Mike Wiss. And then it just so happened the next year, Fort Loramie brought a state title back to West Central Ohio. In 2022 and 2023, Rushi went to the final game, won it all in 2022, and came up a game short in 2023. The Rushi Raiders defeated Van Wert Lincolnview.
Good.
In that state championship game. Rushi defeated Van Wert Lincolnview in that state championship game in 2022 by a final score of 10-4. A big hit along the way in that contest came from Braylon Cordonier, who spanked a big triple in an outstanding sixth inning for the Rushi Raiders. Pitch to Cordonier. Look out. He strokes one to deep right center. Way back. It is landing on the warning track. It's going to be a triple for Braylon Cordonier. Here come two more Raiders. And Cordonier makes the wide turn at third. Thought about the inside the park homer for an instant, but hangs on. Raiders are up 9-2. Holy cow. Big hit by Braylon Cordonier, the Rushi Raiders. That broke the game wide open, that is for sure. Then in the seventh inning, Rushi closed the door against Lincolnview to win it by 6 runs, 10-4, in the state title game in 2022. There's a hard ground ball to Monin at second. He's got it. A little 5-foot flip to Cordonier, and it's over! The Rushi Raiders celebrate on the mound. 10-4. Rushi defeats Van Wert Lincolnview. Repeating the 1971 title, the Raiders get it done here in 2022. 10-4. Lincolnview was down 3-2, entering the bottom of the sixth. Rushi hit him with a 7. Lincolnview scored 2 in the top of the seventh. And the final score winds up 10-4. Rushi wins it convincingly. Executing at the plate were the Raiders all day long. Hitting Landon Price pitches where they were thrown. Pulling the inside pitches. Taking those on the outside half to center and right. And it was a clinic at the plate by Rushi batters all day. Aiden Quinter had 3 hits. Braylon Cordonier had 3 hits. And Aiden Chappie had 3 hits. Xavier Flippo, command performance. His curveball kept Lincolnview off balance the entire game. Then the next season in 2023, the Rushi Raiders got back to the state championship game after beating St. Henry in a thrilling 1-0 8-inning triumph. Xavier Flippo did it all on the mound and at the plate. And now here is Xavier Flippo, the pitcher for the Raiders, a chance to walk it off for himself. He has been brilliant on the mound through 8, a dazzling 4-hitter. Runner at second, Borchers. Flippo, feet spread apart, swings, hits a looping liner, right center field. This might do it. It's in for a hit. Borchers turns third. Here he comes. Raiders win. Rushi 1, St. Henry nothing. Xavier Flippo, the hero, the man of the hour. Flippo for Rushi. Sparkling four-hit shutout through eight. And the game-winning walk-off humpback line single over the second baseman's head into right center field. Raiders advance to the state final on Saturday at 1 against the Tiffin Calvert Berlin Highland winner. Xavier Flippo wins his own game. And we've got the Rushi Raiders in action for you on Saturday at home against Coldwater. On Thursday night, it's Graham at Fort Loramie. Both contests, weather permitting, could be a little iffy on Saturday. Thursday looks excellent. We've got rain coming tonight. Delphi St. John's has arrived. We're still a good 15 minutes away from our first pitch. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again at Minster. Here are your tentative starting lineups for this game tonight for the visiting Delphi St. John's Blue Jays. Leadoff hitter, third baseman Tyce McLean. Batting second, center fielder Braylon Metzger. Hitting third, shortstop Cam Elwer. Batting fourth, first baseman T.J. Wirtz. Hitting fifth, the right fielder Aaron Monter. Batting sixth, the second baseman Austin Monter. Pitcher Grant Ulm, he's on the mound, the senior. The DH is Tyler Lindemann, who will bat for catcher Braden Pullman. correct pronunciation, more like Munter, as if it were a U, M-O-E-N-T-E-R. Batting ninth in the order for Minster is Colin Feathers. He is a senior left fielder. Head coach Jerry Jackson in his 10th year. For the Minster Wildcats, leadoff batter Dylan Heitkamp. Heitkamp leads off and catches. Shortstop Tyler Stevie bats second. James Niemeyer, third baseman, third in the order. Ian Holman, first baseman, cleanup. Adam Rindler, switch hitter, right fielder. He is batting fifth. Louis Magato, second baseman, bats seventh. Rylan Edwards, the left fielder, is hitting next in the order, followed by Alex Schmidtmeyer, the pitcher, and the center fielder is Connor Schmidtmeyer. He is a junior and hits last in that starting lineup for Minster, coached by Mike Wiss in year number 30 as the head man of the baseball program here for the Wildcats. Delphin St. John's is here, and we see Ohm in the bullpen along the right field line taking some warm-up throws. Minster now going through its infield practice at the moment. Well, Rushi won the state championship in 22. Minster won it in 17. As we reflect back over the last several years, as we noted, Fort Loramie was the D4 state title winner in 2018, and that was a comeback club that came from behind to win a number of games, a bunch of bashers on that Fort Loramie team, which took the state title from Hicksville thanks to a big 8-run bottom of the fifth. Fort Loramie went on to win 8-4 after trailing 4-0 in that game. Here's the pitch to Albers. He swings, sends, hits a blast to deep center field. The center fielder going back at the track. He can't get it. One run scores for Fort Loramie. Two run score for Fort Loramie. Three run score for Fort Loramie. Albers with a bases clearing triple. He pasted that ball to deep center. Wow, what a hit. We're tied up at four. Unbelievable. Just as we were talking about the comeback cardiac kids from Fort Loramie, they get the job done here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now the go-ahead run at third. Here is a slow curveball to C.J. Billing. He nubs it foul off to the right. Here's the two-strike pitch. Lined into center. Brickle coming on. He's going to have to play it on a bounce. And the Redskins have taken the lead. Wow, what a comeback by Fort Loramie. C.J. Billing, the hitting hero for Fort Loramie. He had 7 ribbies in the district championship. Big clutch hits in the regional. Had a triple to tie the game in the state semifinal on Thursday. And he's put Fort Loramie ahead right here with a liner to center. And the Redskins overtook Hicksville with a big 8-run fifth inning and then closed out the game with a twin killing, a double play in the top of the seventh. Here's a slow curveball, bounce to Ratterman at the mound. He deals to Rosengarten for one, to Middendorf for two. It's over. The Redskins take the state title. A double play to close it out. Pitcher, Ratterman, shortstop, Rosengarten, first baseman, Middendorf. It's in the books. Third state title for the Redskins, who pile on top of each other to the right of the pitching mound here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Celebration ensues. The Redskins, in marvelous comeback fashion, beat Hicksville 8-4 after trailing 4-0 entering the bottom of the fifth. Oh, what a fine stretch of success for teams in Division 4 here in West Central Ohio. Minster state title winner in 2017, the Wildcats third. Fort Loramie won it, their third in 2018. Rushi triumphant in D4 in 2022, and a state finalist last year in 2023. Chuck, what do we do for an encore here in 2024? First thing that's got to happen, the weather must turn around.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of rain coming in the forecast, not just for tonight, but in the next week. We got a couple of days, so yeah, we got to get to May weather. When we get to May weather, not the boxer, but the with the weather, we should be okay.
These teams in this region are so well coached.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, You watch them play, and I learned from the best. I learned from Rick Gold, and he was an outstanding coach, and then Jim Hardman before that. I'm dating myself, but that's the Perkin pick was named after Jim Hardman. But so I know good coaching, and these guys are at the top of their game, absolutely.
And the guys and gals who participate in these D4 school sports in the area are so athletic, so talented, so committed. The work ethic is outstanding, and they play in multiple sports year-round, just about.
Well, that's what you said. I mean, you come out here, and this is the first time I've seen Minster, but I sure recognize names. During basketball season, you recognize name from football. I mean, they're athletes, so they play them all, and here at Minster, they play them well.
Well, we are just several minutes away from our first pitch. Hopefully, we can get in five innings. Rain is on our doorstep. It's out to the northwest. It was spitting rain a few hours ago. There have been heavy showers in Marion and Muncie, Indiana. Fort Wayne has had electrical storms. And we understand that Minster's JV baseball game up at Delphi St. John's was washed out. Delphi St. John's Blue Jays on the field right now, completing infield practice before our first pitch here tonight. Hey, this spring, do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Well, I bet you do. You see, Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport can refresh and revitalize your vehicle just the way you want it. That's Hyatt's, Hiatt's. Hyatt's will make a positive difference in how your car rides and looks and feels. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing, polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Plus, the tinting and ceramic coating services are absolutely superb at Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from a variety of shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars, motorcycles, trucks, tractors, boats, buses, semis too. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews and restores the appearance of anything on wheels. Phone 937-295-5268. 295-5268. We'll put a smile on your face and a professional shine on your car. The best and most popular vehicle detailing service for 50 miles around is in Newport. Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66, just north of Newport and north of Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. First pitch is coming up next. Minster home to Delphi St. John's High School Baseball in the Midwest Athletic Conference tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the Village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107 for Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Remember, the new Lakeside subdivision being developed by Wygant coming to Fort Loramie. Call Wygant to reserve your lot. That's 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Lakeside subdivision coming to Fort Loramie. Check it out. Call Wygant to reserve your lot. Well, we may be hard-pressed here tonight to make this game official, to get in 4.5 or 5 innings. Hope so. Rain out to our west and north, it's coming. And the heavy stuff may hold off until a quarter of 7 or so. Whether we get in 4.5 or 5 innings by then, who knows? Delphi St. John's late in arriving and just completing infield practice right now are the Blue Jays. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, key building components are score first, and pitch well for 4 or 5 innings, and try to get out of here with a shortened game victory. It's going to be difficult to get in 7 with the weather approaching. Those are the key building opponents for these two teams tonight. It runs up on the scoreboard right away. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thanks to Wisebridge in Sydney, Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge, 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
One final commercial message here before our first pitch in the start of this game. A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi was established in 1986, and at first we repaired broken pallets for one single large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet serves that initial customer and 200 more. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift Monday through Thursday from 6 to 4. Just message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, that's A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Both teams in their dugouts, umpires, and the head coaches, Mike Wiss for Minster, Jerry Jackson for Delphi St. John's, are meeting at home plate. We'll have the start of this game in just a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. 5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Well, we've had the playing of our national anthem, and we're set to play ball finally as it starts to get a little wet here at Melcher Street Park in Minster. Minster Wildcats 13-2, Delphi St. John's Blue Jays 4-6. Once again, your starting lineups for visiting Delphi St. John's. Dice McLean leads off at third base. Braylon Metzger, center fielder, bats second. Cam Elwer, shortstop, hits in the third hole. TJ Wirtz, first baseman, bats fourth. Aaron Munter, right fielder, fifth. Austin Munter, second baseman, is sixth. Pitcher Grant Ulm bats seventh. D.H. Tyler Lindemann hits eighth for the catcher, Braden Pullman. And Colin Feathers is the left fielder, batting ninth. Minster defensively around the infield. James Niemeyer at third, Tyler Stevie at short. Second baseman Lewis Magato, first baseman Ian Holman. In the outfield, left to right, Rylan Edwards is in left field.
Sorry.
Connor Schmidtmeyer is in center. And in right field is Adam Rindler. The battery, once again, Dylan Heitkamp behind the plate. And on the mound is Alex Schmidtmeyer pitching for Minster. I said Connor Schmidtmeyer. I should have said Connor Schmiesing. I abbreviated my last name, and that was a mistake. Connor Schmiesing hits ninth and plays center field for Minster. And the left-hander for the Wildcats swings into action and opens up with the first pitch high and outside the zone. Schmidtmeyer down 1-0 to Tyce McLean, who looks at a strike, and the count is even up. One ball, one strike, 1-1. Outfield somewhat deep and right, shallow and left and center for McLean, who looks at a bouncing pitch for ball two, and it's 2-1 on McLean. Minster third baseman even with the bag. That's James Niemeyer right at the edge of the grass. McLean looks at a pitch around the plate, missed the inside corner by a smidgen, and it's 3-1. Three balls and a strike on McLean. First batter. We hope it's one of many, and we play several innings, and the rain abates. It's high for ball four, and McLean is on for Delphi St. John's. Here's Braylon Metzger, the center fielder. Metzger bats from the left side. Let's see if Coach Jackson has a bunt in order here. McLean with the lead at first. Here's a move to the plate by the pitcher. Ball bunted up the third baseline. Niemeyer fields, makes a nice play, throws in one hop to the first baseman, out. And the runner at first, McLean, scoots all the way around second and digs hard for third and gets in there.
That's a mental, a mental error because he had to make the play. Shortstop's got to come over and cover third. He didn't get there.
Well done, bunt on the play by Metzger. And he was nipped at first base by a step. And now Delphi St. John's has a runner at third as McLean, who walked, wheeled all the way around to third on the sack bunt by Metzger. And here's Cam Elwer, shortstop, number 11, steps in, sophomore, outstanding basketball player. And the first pitch to him misses up and in for a ball. That one's high. Trying to find the zone right now is hurler Alex Schmidtmeyer for Minster. He's down in the count, 2-0, runner at third, infield medium depth. Elwer cuts and misses for a strike, and it's 2-1 on him.
I tried to get to see him all year in basketball, but I get to see him in baseball now. So
here's the windup, the pitch, low and away, 3-1 count. Three balls and a strike on Elwer for Delphi St. John's. Runner at third, one down, top of the first, no score. Schmidtmeyer fires up and out of the zone. Not really concerned about pitching to Elwer was Schmidtmeyer, who puts him on with a somewhat intentional, unintentional base on balls. Runners now at first and third for Delphi St. John's. And here's T.J. Wirtz, the first baseman. Runners on the corners, one down. Wirtz even with the plate. Cocks the bat high. The pitch by Schmidtmeyer, yes. Outside corner at the knees, strike one.
Nice pitch.
Alex, the left-hander, has Elwer at first. Who knows? He might be going. Runner at third, McLean. Pitch of the plate is a line drive stroked in the hole between third and short. It's a clean single. Off the bat of Wirtz, McLean scores. Elwer romps down to second. And Delpha St. John's has plated a run here in the first to lead it 1-0. Aaron Munter steps in, right fielder, senior. Two on, one out for Delpha St. John's. I doubt if the bunt is in order here. The man in the fifth hole, Munter, looks at a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and one on Aaron Munter. Outfield fairly deep and around to the left. Rylan Edwards very deep in left field. Here's a ground ball off the bat of Munter. Shortstop for Minster. Range is in the hole. Can't get it. And the bases are full as the ball skips on out to Minster's left fielder, Rylan Edwards. Bases loaded. One away for Delpha St. John's here in the top of the first inning. Delphus had a fine season a year ago, 21-10, did not expect to be 4-6 after 10 games this year, lost to St. Henry in the Northwest Region Championship a year ago. Bases full here against Minster in the top of the first, one out, a run in. Here's a curveball by Schmidtmeyer, lifted into the infield, infield fly rule in effect. Ball hit off the bat of Austin Munter, and it's a pop out. Base is still loaded for Grant Ulm, the pitcher for Delpha St. John's. One run in. Chuck Schmidtmeyer trying to bow his back and get out of here with just a run scored.
Yeah, that would be terrific.
There's a strike at the knees, outside corner to Ulm. Ulm originally was marked down to start in the infield in this game, but he's on the bump. We'll see him pitching in the bottom of the first for Delphus. And he went golfing for a low one, came up empty, and he's behind in the count 0-2. Schmidtmeyer with two down, two strikes and Ulm. There's a high, hard one, cut on and whiffed for strike three. That's a big K for Schmidtmeyer of Minster, who gets out of the first with minimal damage, a run for Delpha St. John's. Minster comes to bat in the bottom of the first frame here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, adult children too. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We will style, you'll smile, beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's the motto at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Handicapped, accessible, open Monday through Saturday. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Minster with Dylan Heitkamp, Tyler Stevie, James Niemeyer, 1, 2, 3 in the order to start off against the hurler for the Minster for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, who's Grant Ulm. Thought Cam Elwer might be pitching. That was the indication yesterday from head coach Jerry Jackson for the Blue Jays. A change, and it is Ulm on the bump, and the count's a ball, one strike, 1-1 on Heitkamp for Minster to start the bottom of the first, with Delta St. John's in the lead, 1-0, and the count goes to 2-1. Heitkamp's left foot, the front foot, even with the front edge of the plate, and he's ahead in the count, 3-1. Third baseman deep, a good 7-8 feet behind the bag for Delta St. John's. That's McLean. 3-1 pitch to Heitkamp. It's chopped to third to McLean, even with the bag. There's a juggle, a late throw to first. It's high and wild, and hustling on down to second base goes Dylan Heitkamp for Minster.
Well, you said he was playing deep, and he was playing too deep to field that play, and then he compounded the mistake by throwing it over his head.
That's a tough scoring decision. He had a slight juggle near the bag when he fielded the ball. Had he come up cleanly? Had he come up cleanly? I think he gets him at first. I go with an E5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here is Tyler Stevie, shortstop for Minster, batting in the two hole. And it is Heitkamp on at second, tying run. 1-0 Delta St. John's, bottom of the first. Stevie swings from the right side. Left foot even with the front edge of the plate. Breaking ball wide by Ulm. 1-0. Light rain falling. Heavy rain on the way. I doubt that we can get in 5 innings to make it official. We'll try. Here's a bluff throw back to second. Runner for Minster returns. One on at second for Minster, none out, bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch by Ulm to Stevie, and it's above the letters. It's a ball, and the count goes to 2-0. Minster trying to strike back against Delta St. John's, which tallied the game's first run in the top of the first inning. Ulm is in his set, fires to Stevie. It's high again, 3-0 count. Yep, Delta St. John's left the bases full in the top of the first, did score one. Ulm looks back at second. Here's the offering to Stevie. Yes, it's a strike above the waist on the outside half. That was a 3-0 pitch. It's now 3-1 on Stevie of Minster. Lead at second, a good 10-12-foot spread off the bag by Heitkamp. Ulm fires, and it's high and away, ball four. Well, let's see if head coach Mike Wiss bunts his third hitter. I'm not sure. James Niemeyer steps in, third baseman for the Wildcats, with Heitkamp at second, Stevie at first. Third baseman for Delta St. John's is 3 or 4 steps behind the bag. Niemeyer's up there with the bat cocked. Boy, he's ready to swing away, I think. Yep, low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes on Niemeyer. Neither pitcher sharp in terms of control here at the outset of this game. 1-0 pitch to Niemeyer with two on for the Wildcats. Strike called on the outside half. 1-1.
Well, you got a wet baseball and you got mud in your spikes. So that combination makes it a little tougher to throw.
Winding his arm, looks at his runners. Zips one home as a curveball. It is on the outside corner. Delayed call by the plate umpire. And it's strike two on Niemeyer. He did not question the call. Looked like a real good hook from Ulm. And it's a ball and two strikes on Niemeyer. Two on, none out for Minster, bottom of the first. And Niemeyer smokes a hard line drive to left. The left fielder comes in sliding on the grass and makes a great catch. And throws to second, out. They double up Heitkamp.
That was a great catch. And heads up to throw the ball from his knees to second base to get the force.
Let's give credit where it's due. That was Colin Feathers, left fielder, senior for Delta St. John's. Heck of a play. Not only, Chuck, as you noted, to make the grab, but rifle a shot from his knees to his second baseman to double up Heitkamp.
That was one hard hit out right there. He hit that ball on the button.
Oh, it was tattooed. It looked like off the bat. It had to be a single. But give Feathers loads of credit. Stellar defensive play. Runner at first now for Minster and two out in the bottom of the first inning. Ian Holman steps in, looks at a ball, 1-0. Runner at first gets a lead. Holm into the stretch. Pitch, curveball low and away, 1-1 on Holman. Holman, a multiple sport athlete for the Minster Wildcats, leans back in the box. He's ready to explode that bat forward, but the pitch by Holm bounces, and it's a 2-1 count. Wind blowing in from center. 318 and 308 down the lines and left and right, and about 370 to center. It's going to be tough to shoot one up the gaps against the wind. Strike called above the waist on the outside half, and it's even up 2-2 on Holman. Minster with a runner at first, two down. Bottom of the first, Delta St. John's leads 1-0. Holm stretches, throws, cut on, and it might have been foul, tipped into the mitt. Count goes to 2-2.
He had a 2-0 count when we thought it was 1-1.
Yep, we sure did. So now it's 2-2. Still alive at the plate is the hitter Holman for Minster. Holm throws upstairs, and it is ruled ball four. It was 3-2 on that pitch by error. Good look by the hitter for Minster, who didn't pull the trigger. Ian Holman started to cut, didn't, and it was out of the zone, and two are aboard now for Minster with two down here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's Adam Rindler, switch hitter, right fielder, swings from the left. The throw by Holm up and away for a ball. Holm, when he's been out of the zone, has been upstairs. Minster with a tying run at second. Holm in the stretch, peers back at second, breaking ball. In off the plate, it's a ball, 2-0. Holm pitching from behind, trying to get through the bottom of the first inning unscathed. 2-0 pitch to Rindler. Checking as Holm fires up and in, ball three. And Delta St. John's pitcher in danger of loading the bases. Delphus finished the top of the first with the bases jammed. Did score one. 3-0 pitch to Rindler. Yep, it's a strike. A burner right down the middle. 3-1 on Rindler. Outfield is deep and around to the right for Delta St. John's. Munter pretty deep and right. Here's Holm with a throw to second. Gets away about 15 feet from the second baseman. Shortstop covers it up. Three balls, one strike, two out for Minster, bottom of the first. 1-0 lead, Delta St. John's, ball four. It's high. Again, Holm unable to get the pitches down. And the sacks are clogged for Louis Magoteau. Already, Chuck, as a result of the sloppy conditions, we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 walks in this game.
Yeah, I know, and that's in an inning in a third, or two-thirds.
Jerry Jackson, head coach for Delta St. John's, conferencing on the mound, gives us an opportunity to tell you all about Barker Insurance in Anna, located south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none, serving the area since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance, south of Anna, north of Sydney, on Route 25A. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Barker Insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Magoto for Minster hits with the bases loaded, two out, bottom of the first. And Ulm is outside for ball one. A lot of pitches thrown by each starting hurler in the first inning of this game. Ulm is into a stretch. Gets the call from his battery mate, and the ball is skied to the right of home plate. The catcher for Delphi St. John's hustles over toward the dugout, gets his mitt on it, can't hang on.
Yeah, I think he would have had that, but the first baseman kept running right at him. I didn't hear anybody call it.
Good effort by Braden Pullman, the catcher. T.J. Wirtz, the first baseman, traveled a good 120 feet or so from back of first and might have gotten in Pullman's path. He could not catch the pop foul, and it's a 1-1 count on the batter, Magoto for Minster. Bases loaded, two out, bottom of the first. Magoto swings and pounds one to deep right center field. Does it get up the gap? Yes, it does. One run scores, two score, three are in for Minster. No, maybe not. A throw to the plate, and there's a tag out, but the ball eludes the catcher, and the batter runner for Minster dashes all the way to third.
That was a shot, boy.
Against the wind, Lewis Magoto poked one into the right center field gap. Just a few minutes after I got through saying it will be very challenging to knock one in the power alley here today with the wind blowing in from center field, but Magoto got it done. I tell you what, Chuck, if the catcher hangs on to the swipe tag at the plate, I think it's an out.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's an error on the catcher, I believe. Three runs in for Minster. Stepping into the plate is Rylan Edwards, the left fielder, a junior. Minster scores three as the Wildcats get out the lumber in the bottom of the first frame, and it is strike one, ball one on the batter, Edwards. Into the stretch is Ulm, looks at third. Breaking ball swung on, lifted high and deep to left field. Left fielder for Delphi St. John's retreats all the way to the wall. Can't get it. Ball hits on one bounce off the left field fence. Wow. Edwards scorches a double. He scalded that one. Another run home in the person of Magoto. And it's 4-1 Minster. Wildcats doing damage with two down.
Absolutely.
Here in the bottom of the first inning.
I was getting ready to say they're doing all this with two outs.
Big hits with men on and two away. Here's Alex Schmidtmeyer, pitcher for Minster, stepping in. Wears 35 on his back. Here's a wild pitch. It hit the right front corner of the plate and hopped on by the Delphi St. John's catcher, Pullman. And down to third goes Edwards for the Minster Wildcats, who now have another runner just 90 feet away from home. Leading 4-1 is Minster in the bottom of the first inning. Ulm swings into action. Fastball just missed outside. 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes, 2-0. On Schmidtmeyer, open stance. Left foot back toward the outside part of the box. Here's a hard line drive drilled. Caught by Elwer, the shortstop for the Blue Jays. Inning finally over for Minster here in the bottom of the first. Wildcats score four and lead Delphi St. John's after one, 4-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Welcome back here to Melcher Street Park in Minster. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, top of the second upcoming, 4-1 lead for Minster over Delphi St. John's. After the first six outs in this game, Delphi St. John's scored in the top of the first, left the bases loaded. Minster comes back strong with four after two were out to lead 4-1. We go to the top of the second inning, and Delphi St. John sends up the DH, Tyler Lindemann, who bats for catcher Braden Pullman. Lindemann hits from the right side, and the first pitch by Alex Schmidtmeyer is upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Breaking pitch by Schmidtmeyer, yipper, that's in there on the outside half, a ball, a strike, 1-1. On Lindemann. There's the ball hit off the handle. He fists one into right field for a base hit. On two hops to Minster's right fielder. It's hauled in out there on a bounce by Adam Rindler. So it is a single for Lindemann. He got jammed and punched one into right. Here's Colin Feathers, who made an outstanding diving catch in the bottom of the first inning for Delphi St. John's against Minster, turned it into a double play. Despite that, Minster scored four. Here's a fake bunt, steal attempt, throw high and wide to the left, and the runner for Delphi St. John's is in easily, headlong slide by Lindemann.
It's got to be a strike. He went after the pitch.
Scoreboard does show a strike as the jab bunt attempt was completed. That's how I saw it. Out of the box, stepping back in, is the Delphi St. John's hitter, who is Colin Feathers.
Well, I called it a ball.
Yep, and that I did not view it that way at all. Clearly looked to me like, from this angle, between home and third, perched up off the ground, that there was a jab attempt by the batter. The bat did move forward over home plate as he attempted to strike the ball with some bunting action. And it's 2-0 on Feathers now. Two balls, no strikes. Runner at second. Schmidtmeyer fires foul to the screen, and it's 2-1. Did the plate umpire check at all with the base umpire on that, Chuck?
No, nope. Not that I saw. He looked up here, but I told him I didn't know.
3-1 count. And with rain coming, we did not have the time to go to New York to get assistance. 3-1, 3-1 on Feathers. Delphi St. John's with a runner at second. No one out, top of the second. Swing and a miss by Feathers. And it's full up at 3-2. Quick working Schmidtmeyer, foul to the screen, still full at 3-2. Right fielder Rindler for Minster, pretty deep. Even with the bag at third base for Minster is James Niemeyer. Lead at second for Delphi. Oh, here's a beautiful breaking ball. Ring him up.
Nice pitch.
Caught looking his Feathers. That was a big bender by Schmidtmeyer as he yanked that one over the outside half of the plate. Feathers out on strikes. Here is Tyce McLean, third batter in the inning, one away for Delphi St. John's. McLean swings and lofts a high fly ball to fairly deep left field. Minster's left fielder retreats under it, and making the catch easily is Rylan Edwards. And then he flips the ball back into the infield. Retired on the play is McLean, who skies it to left. And here is, that was McLean who hit. Now here is Braylon Metzger, got ahead of myself. Elwer on deck. That was McLean who skied to left. And the first pitch delivered here by the Minster pitcher, Schmidtmeyer, is ruled a ball, 1-0 on the left-hand batting Metzger, who takes one down on the ground, and it's 2-0. So McLean, after a fairly deep fly ball to left, is retired. Delta St. John's with a runner still parked out at second. Two away now here in inning number two for the Blue Jays, who trail 4-1 to Minster. Schmidtmeyer, breaking ball, is pulled down the right field line, and it's fair by about 2 feet. And then it skids into foul ground. It's going to be a run-scoring double, hooked into the right field corner off the bat of Metzger of Delta St. John's. And it's a 4-2 game. Here is Elwer batting with another runner in scoring position. Nice piece of batting by Metzger, who kept the hands back. Breaking pitch from Schmidtmeyer, and it was jerked along the right field line. Two base hit. Run in for Delphus to cut the lead in half to 4-2. Here's Elwer taking a pitch high out of the zone. Very cloudy skies here in Minster. No wind. Temperature dropping.
It's about 14 degrees now, I think.
It's probably 41 minus 14. That's 27. Elwer looks at it low, shin high, and it's 2-0. If I am Schmidtmeyer, I think I do what I did back in the first inning with a runner aboard and first open. I pitch around Elwer. Schmidtmeyer throws a fastball, and Elwer hits it foul, and that is on the dugout roof to the right. Delta St. John's Blue Jays home alongside first. Count 2-1, 2-1 on Elwer. Schmidtmeyer delivers high and away, 3-1. Metzger at second after the RBI double. 4-2 Minster, top of the second inning. Schmidtmeyer stretching, peeks back at second, delivers to Elwer.
Oh.
Cut on and missed over the top of a breaking pitch that had some sink on it. Well done by Schmidtmeyer, and the count goes full. 3-2. Delivery is swung on and hit hard to short, and it gets by the shortstop for the Minster Wildcats, who tried to trap it. Ball was tagged by Elwer. Shortstop for Minster could not keep it in front. Tyler Stevie made a valiant attempt, but that ball was drilled.
That tied him up. That hit right at his feet.
That's a base hit. Yep, base hit right at the toes of the shortstop. Ball was sinking, and it's one of those plays where the only way you make it, Chuck, is to lie down in front of it.
Yeah, he got himself tied up. There was not much he could do about it.
Nope, and as a result, the base hit by Elwer produces another Delta St. John's run. We got two down here in the second inning, and seven runs have been tallied already in this game. Here's T.J. Wirtz at the plate. Elwer, a steel thread at first. Wirtz swings, loops a fly, foul down the right field line. Oh, it was close.
It was close.
Ball landed a foot in foul territory in the Blue Jays bullpen, and it would have scored Elwer, I think. He was off and running with the crack of the bat.
Yeah, would have tied it up.
The count, two strikes on the hitter for Delta St. John's. Two down here in the top of the second inning. T.J. Wirtz singled back in the first frame for the Blue Jays. He got one of two hits for Delta St. John's in the initial inning. There's a high pitch to the plate. Here's a steal attempt at second. The throw down is well in time. Out as the tag is applied. Good throw by the catcher for the Minster Wildcats, Dylan Heitkamp, and he threw a strike in front of the bag, and the runner sliding was nailed by a good 5 feet. But Delta St. John's scores a pair. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Minster 4, Delta St. John's 3 on scores, broadcast.com.
your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services, is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, don't forget Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan in Sydney, has a big blowout sale going on right now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. That's Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. Family owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. GoffneyFena, West Michigan in Sydney. Leadoff hitter for the Minster Wildcats here in the bottom of the second inning is Connor Schmiesing, and he hits a rope to left field. He smacked it hard. But right in his tracks was the left fielder Colin Feathers for Delta St. John's, and he snagged it for one out.
Had him played perfectly because that was a shot again. All three of their outs have been hard hit.
Here is Dylan Eichkamp, catcher for Minster, stepping in. He was safe on an error by the Delta St. John's third baseman back in the first inning. Second pitch tonight, camp ball two. 2-0 on him. Minster in the lead, 4-3. Bottom of the second. That was way high. Three balls, no strikes, 3-0. There's rain looming, and hopefully we can get 4.5 or 5 innings in. Heitkamp hit by a pitch. It was going to be inside ball four, but it got a lot of that left arm. And the right-hand batting Heitkamp is on down at first.
The bottom of the second inning, and there's been 7 hits so far and 7 runs.
And neither pitcher has been very good at getting ahead of batters. And we've had 5 walks so far in this game. Runner at first, Stevie at the plate for Minster. 1 out, 1 on. Heitkamp with a lead, a good one. Ulm in the stretch, throws to first. Stevie walked in the Minster first inning.
If you can get back standing up, you need to get about another 2 steps.
There he goes, and it's a wild pitch. Hit well out in front of the plate. Went to the backstop. Quick recovery on the play by Pullman, the Delta St. John's catcher.
First baseman's going to come in pitch.
And we got a change coming for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays as head coach Jerry Jackson strolls to the mound. 4-3 Minster, Wildcats batting bottom of the second on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Well, the Delta St. John's change is as follows. Ohm on the mound goes to first, and he swaps positions with DJ Wirtz, the first baseman. Wirtz, a right-hander, inherits a runner at second. One out, a one-ball count on Stevie batting for Minster. Here's the pitch, grounded toward third. It is gloved by the Delta St. John's third baseman. Here's the long throw across the diamond, and he got him. Runner holds at second. Well done on the play by the Blue Jays' Tyce McLean. Ball took a couple big hops. McLean reached up to his left and snared that ball in the web and then threw a strike to Ohm at first.
Well, he had struggled a little bit throwing the ball. I watched him when they were taking infield, too, but that was a great throw.
And here is Niemeyer stepping in for Minster with two down, a runner at second. Curveball missing by Wirtz just outside off the plate. A ball and no strikes. Very light rain in the air here at Minster. Wind blowing in from center, left center field. Here's a look back at second by Wirtz. Runner was off and running, fouled by Niemeyer over the screen behind the plate. Count a ball, a strike, 1-1 on James Niemeyer for the Minster Wildcats. 4-3 game, Minster in front but one. Seven runs scored in less than two innings. Stretching is Wirtz. Takes a peek at second. Throws there late. Niemeyer stands in there. Every bit of 6'2½, 6'3", right-hand batter. Feet spread apart slightly. Not a wide stance at the plate. Cocks that bat. Pitch by Wirtz. Niemeyer looks at it. It's in there for strike two. Might have been a slider or a two-seamer on the outside half of the plate. 1-2 on Niemeyer. Takes a practice stroke or two in the box. Here's Wirtz, the Blue Jays pitcher, into the stretch. There's a breaking ball. He kind of shot-putted that one to home, and it bounces up there, gets away from the catcher, and hustling on down to third is the Minster runner. And the Wildcats now have a fifth run 90 feet away. The count is 2-2 on Niemeyer. Two down. Bottom of the second inning. Here is a lead at third, and the pitch of the plate is lofted in the air way up in the atmosphere in very short left center field. Here comes Feathers. He's calling for it. He's got it for the Blue Jays. And Minster is retired here in the second frame. Minster doesn't score. We've played two. Minster 4, Delta St. John's 3 on scores.broadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply, with various locations, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, 4 warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. For your home, you can go to Dickman for premium products for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride at Dickman in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years, hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution, from lighting to conduit. Dickman has a wide range of products in stock, ready to ship at great prices. In Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. T.J. Wirtz was in the box in the top of the second inning for Delphi St. John's when the third out was recorded on a steal attempt at second. So Wirtz hits again and has no count on him, and he looks at one on the outside corner at the knees. Pretty generous strike by the home plate umpire. Nothing and one on Wirtz. That one bounces, and it's a 1-1 count. Wirtz has a single to his credit back in the first when Delphi St. John's plated 1. Blue Jays tacked on 2 in their half of the second. Here is the pitch, and it is fouled to the screen, and the count goes to 1-2 on Wirtz for Delphi St. John's. 1-2, 1-2. Wirtz steadies the bat, pit by Schmidtmeyer, curveball, grounded in the hole between third and short. It's knocked down on the play by the Minster shortstop, Tyler Stevie. He keeps it on the diamond, can't recover in time to make a play at first, and that's an infield single for Wirtz. Aaron Munter, then Austin Munter to follow. 2 seniors, brothers, right fielder, second baseman. Here's a bunt right back to Schmidtmeyer. Doesn't even look at second. Zips a throw to first, out recorded there, as Delphi St. John's has advanced the tying run down to second with 1 out here in the top of the third inning. Boy, this game, Chuck's had a little bit of everything, a lot of action. We've had some big base hits and small ball, too.
Yep. Yeah, both teams. I mean, both teams hit the ball, but they've also moved the ball around bunting. So, you know, this is baseball.
So after the Aaron Munter sacrifice, here's Austin Munter. Swing and a miss over the top of a curveball thrown by Schmidtmeyer. That had some bite on it. Very good pitch.
He tried to hold up, but it was a strike even if he didn't swing.
Well done by Schmidtmeyer. Nasty breaker. That one bounces, and it's 1-1. Outfield shallow and center for Minster, fairly deep and right. Right fielder for the Wildcats, Rindler, has retreated. Here is the stretch by Schmidtmeyer. Curveball pulled. It is foul just outside the bag at third. And the count goes to 1-2, a ball and 2 strikes on Austin Munter for Delphi St. John's. One out, one on at second. Minster leads 4-3. Top of the third. Schmidtmeyer gets the signal. Throws it up high out of the zone by Plenty. 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Runner at second with a significant lead. Breaking pitch hits home plate, and it's ball three. 3-2 on Austin Munter for Delphi St. John's, which trails by a run here in the top of the third. Schmidtmeyer stretching. Comes home. Breaking ball. His top foul rolling to the left into the Minster dugout. And the count remains 3-2. Wind has died down a little bit. Sky still very cloudy. No lightning or thunder off to the west or northwest. Pitch of the plate. Fastball nubbed off the end of the bat. In front of the shortstop, third baseman for Minster ranges over, gets a glove on it, no play anywhere. Third baseman James Niemeyer roamed off to his left in front of Stevie, got the tip into the mitt on the ball. And I'm going to guess that goes down, Chuck, as an infield single.
Infield hit, yep.
Was not hit at Niemeyer. He had to move a distance for it. Runners at first and third for Delphi St. John's. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first for Ohm, who started the game on the mound. Grant Ohm hitting. 6'3", rangy right-hand batter. Schmidtmeyer swings, check swing strike. Throw through down to second on the steal attempt, and it's ruled a safe call.
Wow.
As the runner for Delphi St. John's didn't slide, went in pretty much standing up. Tag made on the play by Stevie down around the shins. Looked like he might have been nipped from here, Chuck, but the umpire says no, he got the foot in there in time.
Yeah, he's still talking to the shortstop. Stevie's still kind of asking him about the play.
Runners at second and third now for Delphi St. John's. Here's the pitch to Ohm. Fastball, yes. Delayed call with a plate umpire. And Schmidtmeyer gets the benefit of the doubt. It was at the letters, and it's nothing in two. Big pitch here by Schmidtmeyer. Breaking ball grounded back up the middle. Big hop for Stevie, who spins over toward the second base bag. Gloves, rifles a throw to first, out. And that is the second out on the play as a run scores from third for Delphi St. John's. And let's see what has been ruled. And I'm not sure. I'll need clarification, Chuck. Ooh. We've got an out ruled out on the diamond. Not only a second out on the play at first, but a third out indicated by the officials on the field. And apparently the run does not count. It is ruled a double play. Somehow or other, a tag of the runner was made by Minster, and the throw was fired onto first. We'll get a full explanation when we return. Nonetheless, we go to the top of the, or I should say, the bottom of the third inning with Minster in the lead, 4-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Well, we return here to Belcher Street Park in Minster. It is a 4-3 game. Minster leads bottom of the third as Minster was bailed out by what turned out to be a double play nullifying a run Ground ball to Stevie at shortstop for Minster. And there was either interference or maybe a tag out by Stevie of the runner. I think that's what happened. That's the only thing that I thought could have happened. In fact, I alluded to that before the break. Stevie then fired to first. Tag out was made. Play at first was a force out, last out of the inning. And as a result, the runner from third is not credited with a run. And it is Minster in the lead still by one at 4-3 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. And stepping in there for the Minster Wildcats and checking on a swing is Ian Homan, and it's ruled a cut and a strike. Here is the 0-1 pitch to the plate, breaking ball down. The ball, a strike, 1-1.
Boy, he sometimes has a strange grip on the baseball. I'm not sure exactly what he's throwing. It's almost like a palm ball.
One ball, one strike, 1-1 on Homan. There's a ball topped on the ground to third on two hops. Third baseman charges. Good hustling play.
Nice play.
Here's the throw looped on to first. Yes, he got him. Nicely done by the third baseman for the Delta St. John's Blue Jays, sophomore Tice McLean. As he hurried well up into the grass to field that number off the bat of Homan, the hitter for Minster. And here's Adam Rindler.
Yeah, if he would have let that ball come to him, Homan would have been safe.
Pitch to the plate is a ball off the outside corner, 1-0 on Rindler, who is a switch hitter in the box. Swings now from the left side. Here's the windup, the pitch. And there's a ball bunted. Oh, my land. You couldn't have taken that out down the third baseline and placed it any better. Splendid bunt on the play by Adam Rindler. Feathers charged. Had no chance to get the runner at first. He didn't even make a throw. And Minster's got a man on at first base with one down here in the bottom of the third. And the Wildcats lead it 4-3.
Oh, yeah.
Stepping in there now for Minster with one away is Lewis Magato. By the way, Rindler had walked in his first at bat back in the first. Magato tripled and plated a couple of runs in that first inning. He looks at a fastball, yes, on the outside corner, a strike. Nothing and one on Magato. His triple, Edwards' double to follow. Those were huge hits for Minster in the first inning, leading the Wildcats to that four-run frame. There's a high twisting foul off to the right, hits the screen. And the count is two strikes on Magato for Minster. We're in the bottom of the third inning, 4-3 in favor of the Wildcats over the Blue Jays. So far, so good. Rain holding off. Wind still blowing in from center, left center field. Here's the windup by the pitcher for Delta St. John's, T.J. Wirtz. Ball fouled, pulled into the Minster dugout to the left. And the count remains nothing and two. No balls, two strikes on Magato for Minster, which would like to play add-on here in the bottom of the third inning. A lead at first for Rindler. Oh, he might have been going. Wirtz throws to first, and Rindler steps back in. Magato bats from the right side. Outfield for Delta St. John's, deeper in right than left. There goes the runner. There's a scalded line drive foul outside of third. Still no balls, two strikes, nothing in two. Rindler was headed to second with that pitch to the plate. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two. At bat cocked, ready to go is Magato. Here's a bluff steal attempt, and the ball is lifted into right center field. Delpha St. John center fielder skips over into the gap, and it's hauled in by Braylon Metzger to register out number two. Metzger has two down in the bottom of the third, and here is Edwards. Rylan Edwards doubled after the Magoto triple in that first inning for Minster, igniting the four-run rally. With two down, you can bet Rindler's going here sooner or later. Throw to first, he's back. Wirtz very mindful that Rindler might be taking off. Second baseman for Delpha St. John's, cheating a little bit toward the bag. And we're going to have a conversation on the mound as the catcher Pullman steps out to talk to Wirtz. Third baseman for Delpha St. John's, McLean, four or five steps behind the bag. Feathers, medium depth and left. And a new set of balls coming out for the plate umpire. Tell you what, Chuck, what rain there's been has been no more than what, a mist, a spitting-type rain?
Yeah, it's come down a little bit. I mean, people got their umbrellas up, but it certainly hadn't affected the field any.
Here is the pitch to the batter. It's inside and low. Steal attempt by Minster. And the throw hops on through the second baseman, covered up behind him by the shortstop of Delpha St. John's. And the successful steal enables Minster to put a runner in scoring position with two down here in the third. One-run lead, Minster. 1-0 count on Edwards. Wirtz to the plate. Curveball, yes. It was a dandy. That was a good spinner. It froze the batter, Edwards. And it's a ball, a strike, 1-1. You know, Wirtz's delivery, Chuck, on the breaking ball is a bit different than the fastball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's Wirtz into the stretch position. Takes a peek back at second, another one. Comes plateward. Fastball, yep, above the waist. In the middle of the plate, and it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Edwards. Minster in the lead, 4-3, bottom of the third, two out, runner at second.
His fastball is deceptively fast after he throws that curveball.
Yep, sure is. Pitch to the plate by Wirtz. Breaking ball bounces in front of home plate. And Rindler down at second for Minster. Went about 40% of the way to third. He is in scoring position at second. Two ball, two strike count on the batter, Edwards, for Minster. Here comes Wirtz. Fastball pulled hard to third to McLean. McLean kicks it around. He looked at the runner who was on second, then fumbled it a second time. No play. That's an error. And the inning stays alive for Alex Schmidtmeier. Schmidtmeier throws left, bats right. He steps in.
Yeah, he can help himself out here with a hit.
Two down for the Wildcats in the bottom of the third, and Minster is in the lead 4-3. Runners at first and second. Here is Wirtz on the mound. That was a very makeable play at third, blown by Delpha St. John's. It keeps the inning alive. There's a low pitch to Schmidtmeier. It's a ball. 1-0 on him. Didn't have our first pitch in this game, Chuck, about, what, 5:15 or so?
Right in that area. Maybe about 5:17, I think.
And right now on the clock, it's 6:26. So we haven't played three innings, and we are better than an hour and a quarter into this game, or right about there.
Not an incredibly well-played game so far by either team.
Rain is holding off to this point. Pitch to Schmidtmeier, missed, blown away.
Good job by the catcher trying to frame it, but he picked the ball up off the ground and then pulled it up. The umpire's not going to fall for that.
2-0 on Schmidtmeier. Pullman, the Blue Jays catcher. Wirtz gets the sign from him. One-run lead, Minster, bottom of the third. Two on, two out. and the ball is driven by Schmidtmeyer hard to left. Feathers retreats a couple steps and spears it. He leaped up and snagged it. And I tell you what, that would have scored too easily and probably been a double or maybe a triple for Schmidtmeyer had it gotten by. It was a frozen rope to left. We played three full here at Minster. Wildcats 4, Blue Jays 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, if the big hits, the big plays in this game so far for Minster, a first-inning triple by Lewis Magoteau and a first-inning double by Rylan Edwards. That's when Minster tallied 4, and the Wildcats have made those 4 hold up. It's 4-3 in favor of Minster as we go to the fourth. Those were our Wisebridge big plays, big hits by Minster back in the first inning. Hey, make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Well, we start the fourth inning for Delta St. John's. It's the DH Tyler Lindemann, who's ahead in the count 2-0. Spitting a little rain, some mist in the air. The heavy stuff has stayed away. According to all projections, it was to be here by a quarter of 7 or 7 o'clock. There's a strike called, thigh high, inside half, 2-1. 2 balls and a strike on Lindemann. There's a pitch. Ooh, it just missed. 3-1 as the Minster catcher, Heitkamp, didn't move the mitt very far. Schmidtmeyer works very fast. Up and away for ball 4. And the tying run is aboard here for Delta St. John's in the top of the fourth inning. One, two, three walks thrown by Schmidtmeyer of Minster. And the Delta St. John's pitching has allowed a couple walks. Also one-hit batsman turned in by Minster. And the count on the new hitter, 1-0 on Feathers, the left fielder for Delta St. John's, which trails by 1 in the top of the fourth. There's a pool cue shot on the ground right into the Blue Jays dugout.
I tell you what, Feathers has had a terrific game in left field so far.
Yep, he's made a couple or three standout maneuvers out there. One, he turned into a double play with a throw from his knees to second. He squares to bunt and pushes one up the first baseline, foul. So the count is 1-2 on Feathers. With a runner on and none out, that was a good idea right there. Minster 13-2 on the year. Delta St. John's 4-6. Delta's has lost a couple in conference action. Minster 1. Here is the check of first by Schmidtmeyer. Breaking ball. It is fisted foul out of play to the right by Feathers. Count is 1-2. Ball and 2 strikes. 1-2. Pitch by Schmidtmeyer. Breaking ball. And it's pounded on the ground into the dugout to the left, the third base side. That time into the Minster dugout area. Still a ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Feathers. Left foot even with the front of home plate. Schmidtmeyer continues to work. Fires, high fastball, whiffed
nice
for the batter Feathers. Well done on the play by Schmidtmeyer. Some high heat, and the batter Feathers climbed the ladder and came up empty.
Well, with two strikes, tough pitch to take, so he took the swing. Nice pitch.
One away for Delphi St. John's here in the fourth. We turn the order over for Tice McClain. Breaking ball by Schmidtmeyer. Around the outside corner, and it's a ball. One and nothing on McClain. Schmidtmeyer looks at first, kicks the leg up, and there is a ball popped in the air along the first baseline. It is in fair territory, and steering his way toward the second baseman is the Minster first baseman, who makes the catch. Well done on the play by Holman for the Wildcats to record out number two here in the Delphi St. John's fourth. Here is Metzger, who's had a sack, bunt, and a double. Good day for him. Left-hand batter for Delphi. Two down. Schmidtmeyer floats a curveball that stays up, and it's 1-0. 4-3 lead, Minster, top of the fourth. Schmidtmeyer looks at first, rises that leg up in the air and throws outside, 2-0 on Metzger. Six hits in this game for Delphi St. John's, four for Minster. There's a low pitch, and it bounces, rolls away from the catcher out in front of home plate. Wild pitch, runner moves up to second, and the count is extended now to 3-0. 3-0 on Metzger of Delphi St. John's. A single here would probably tie up the game. Fastball, it is on the outside half for a strike called. 3-1. Here's the 3-1 pitch by Schmidtmeyer. Swing and a miss, strike two. Healthy cut by Metzger. He could not connect. Schmidtmeyer trying to come all the way back. Here's the 3-2 delivery by Schmidtmeyer. Breaking ball. Got him. Oh, what a hook. A big bender. A 3-2 nasty curve by Schmidtmeyer, who comes off the mound all smiles. Good job by him. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Minster still leads Delphi St. John's 4-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
We go now to the bottom of the fourth inning. Halfway through this game here at Melcher Street Park in Minster, Wildcats lead the Blue Jays 4-3. Four runs, four hits, no errors for Minster. Three runs, six hits, couple errors for Delphi St. John's. Bottom of the fourth inning, and leading off the frame for the Minster Wildcats is Connor Schmiesing. Schmiesing has that lead foot, the left foot, well out in front of the plate. Oh, bunt up the first baseline. Will it stay fair? No. It twists foul. about 35 feet up the line at first. One strike on Schmiesing. Still on the mound now for Delphus St. John's is Wirtz in relief of Ulm. They swapped positions earlier in this game, mound and first. It was Schmiesing who scalded a line drive to left in the second inning that was caught by Feathers. Breaking ball wide of the plate, 1-1. One ball, one strike on Schmiesing. He's got really good speed. Tried to take advantage of that with a bunt attempt on the first pitch. That's off the plate outside as well, 2-1. Minster would love to get Schmiesing aboard. And the order would turn over completely to the top. On deck, Heitkamp. 2-1 pitch to Schmiesing. Missed low and in. Pullman, the catcher for Delphus St. John's, held the mitt there for an instant. Plate umpire shook his head. Three balls, a strike, 3-1. Here's the windup by Wirtz. Delivery home. Well inside and low. Ball four. Schmiesing is on. As Minster tries to play add-on here.
Right, well, you've got the top of the order, and you also got really good speed on first base.
Here is Dylan Heitkamp. Let's see what head coach Mike Wiss dials up. With the runner Schmiesing getting a lead at first, Wirtz has his first baseman holding Schmiesing on, of course. Heitkamp safe on an error by the third baseman in the first inning, hit by a pitch, was Heitkamp in the second. Wirtz stretching. Here he comes home, breaking ball, low and away. Oh, that would have been a good pitch to run on for sure. Ball and no strikes, 1-0 on Heitkamp as Minster tries to tack on some insurance, leading here 4-3. In the bottom of the fourth inning. Wirtz with a look at first. There's a pitch below the knees, 2-0. Wirtz digging a little bit of a hole for himself here. Behind in the count. And after Heitkamp, it gets no easier. Stevie and Niemeyer to follow. Here's the pitch. Way outside for ball three. 3-0. Boy, this high school baseball game, Chuck, is all about the word free, F-R-E-E. The walks, the free bases you give up, the errors you make.
Yep.
Those free base runners. Pitch to the plate, looked like a strike. It is. Knee high on the inside half, 3-1. Runner at first for Minster. No one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here is the pitcher for the Blue Jays. Wirtz in the stretch. Ooh. Throw to first was to the outfield side of the bag. Good effort for the first baseman, Ulm, to make the save.
Yeah, he almost threw a double down the right field line on that pickoff attempt.
3-1 pitch to Heitkamp. There goes the runner.
Whoa,
and the ball is jerked foul out of play to the left. He cleared our heads here in the press box as the hitter, Heitkamp, got around quickly on that pitch. And the count goes full. 3-2, no one out for Minster. Bottom of the fourth, Wildcats lead 4-3. Here's the payoff pitch coming to Heitkamp. Let's see if the runner Schmiesing is going. Nope. Oh, it hits Heitkamp for the second time in this game. About two-thirds of the way up the back.
Right, yeah, first one just nipped him. That one hit him in the middle. That one hurt.
Yep. Earlier in this game, as Chuck alluded, he was hit by a pitch that caught his left arm. That one landed right in the top part of that numeral 8 on his back. So hit by a pitch is Heitkamp. Twice he's been a hit batsman in this game. Two on for Minster, none down in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Tyler Stevie. Wirtz looks back at second. Here he comes to the plate. Curveball. Stevie bunts up the third base line. Oh, it is beautiful. Outstanding bunt. Superb. And the pitcher comes off the mound. He fields, running into foul ground. He snatched up the ball about a foot fair. And Stevie's bunt is a great one. It's a bunt single. Bases loaded for Minster. That's head coach Mike Wist for you, playing small ball with his number two hitter in the lineup,
forcing the third baseman to come in and make the play, so they're not going to get a force at third. The worst that could have happened was a throw out at first base. So, yeah, excellent bunt.
Here is James Niemeyer with the bases full. Niemeyer has lined out and flown out to left, and he hits a little pop fly in the short center field. Here comes the Delphi St. John center fielder. He grabs it, throws to the plate. It's going to be close. Schmiesing is out. Oh, what a throw by the center fielder for the Blue Jays. Braylon Metzger, one hop right on the money to Pullman, the catcher, who slapped the tag on Schmiesing.
Terrific throw and a terrific tag.
If that throw is a few feet either side of home, just a couple feet, Schmiesing is in, but the throw was on the money, spot on. Great play by Delphi St. John's. That's the second outfield double play turned in by the Blue Jays in this game.
Well, you do everything right. They just made a great play.
And here is Ian Holman with runners at first and third. The runner on second for Minster tagged, came to third. 4-3 lead Minster still. Delphi St. John's trying to put out the fire here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Holman. There's a strike. That pitch looked low from this angle, Chuck.
And a little outside, maybe.
But it's ruled to be a strike called on the low outside corner to Holman. Here is the windup by the pitcher, Wirtz. Breaking pitch. Oh, that's in the middle. 0-2. Holman's in a hole. Minster, the bases loaded. Nobody out here in the fourth. And the Wildcats are in jeopardy of not plating a run. Still lead, though, by 1-4-3. Uh-oh, runner picked off first, maybe intentionally. He's in a rundown. The runner at third for Minster cheats down the line a little bit, and Delphi St. John's allows the runner at first to snake his way back to first. No advancement from third.
No. I like the play. I like the call. They made Delphi make a play,
right?
But they did a good job on it. Looked the runner back and forced him back to first.
0-2 pitch to Holman. And here is the same play again, more or less. The runner at first for Minster takes a big lead. The pitcher for Delphi St. John's steps off the rubber and then throws to the second baseman, who runs the runner back to first. Here is the big two-strike pitch to Holman. And lo and behold, it's the same-looking play again. The pitcher steps off the rubber, flips to the second baseman, and he chases the runner back to first. Delphi St. John's trying to bait Minster into advancing that runner home from third.
And this is why they went to the shot clock in basketball.
And the pitcher steps off the mound. Here's a late steal with the ball in the pitcher's glove, and it's successful. Minster now with runners at second and third. Man on third base holds. Two on for the Wildcats. Here is Holman at the plate. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch by Wirtz. Swing over the top of a curveball. Holman whiffed. Great breaking pitch with two strikes by Wirtz. We go to the fifth. Minster still clings to the 4-3 lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at RISI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerrys.com.
Up here is Cam Elwer for Delphi St. John's to start the top of the fifth inning of this game, with Minster leading by a score of 4-3 over the Blue Jays. Foul to the screen by Elwer. Yeoman's job of Schmidtmeyer of Minster. Thrown a lot of pitches. He's been a hard worker in this contest. Doesn't take much time between pitches. Delivers again. Elwer swings and curls one to right toward the line. Good hustling running play by the Minster right fielder, who catches Adam Rindler on the run. Elwer gave it a ride. That ball was poked a pretty good distance from home plate, but Rindler was deep, and he snagged it.
As that wasn't an easy play, because that ball was directly over his head. Nice play by the right fielder.
Here is T.J. Wirt stepping in now for Delphi St. John's, which trails Minster 4-3. The windup of Schmidtmeyer, breaking ball. It's a good one. Strike one called, nothing and one. Well, I think technically, with this half inning, the game becomes official. Hard ground ball to second off the bat of the Delphi St. John's hitter. Nice play by the second baseman for Minster as it's gobbled up out there by the Wildcats' Lewis Magato. Ball hit a step to his right. He fielded it perfectly. Snap throw to first. Two down quickly for Delphi St. John's. Schmidtmeyer, Chuck, getting sharper as this game progresses.
Well, he battled his way out of that last inning without giving up any runs, so that gave him a lot of confidence, I'm sure.
Elwer and Wirtz, heart of the Blue Jays order, retired to start the fifth inning. The batter stepping in there now is Aaron Munter. The ball, a strike on him, I should say no balls and two strikes on him, and a swing and a miss. He tried to check. Pitch was down in the zone. Good hurling by Schmidtmeyer of Minster, who makes quick order of Delphi St. John's in the fifth inning. We've got an official game now. Minster comes to bat, bottom of the fifth, leading the Blue Jays 4-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Schmidtmeyer on the mound for Minster is making the plays. He's making the pitches. A real good, quick fifth inning on the bump by Schmidtmeyer. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Oh, the Wisebridge plays, the Wisebridge pitches made by Schmidtmeyer, who's gone through five, and he's held Delphi St. John's to three runs. Here is Minster's first hitter in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the second pitch is a foul fly down to our left at the end of the Minster dugout. It is in play but not caught. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Nothing and two on Rindler. Switch hitter hits from the left side. The rain is holding off, thank goodness. Here's the windup in the pitch by Wirtz to Rindler. Breaking ball stays high and away, and it's 1-2. Chuck, I continue to see the umbrellas, but I really can't see that fine mist in the air.
It's coming down a little bit, but I know it's not doing what we thought it was going to do.
Rindler swings, foul fly, left side, curling out of play again. And the count is a ball and two strikes, 1-2. Boy, Minster had a shot last inning at some insurance. In fact, they put men aboard the last couple innings. The pitch to Rindler. Oh, it's a floater, a slow curveball. Got him looking. Strike three. Excellent pitch by Wirtz. Here is Lewis Magoteau stepping in. Rindler now has a bunt single, a walk, a strikeout in three trips. Here's Magoteau. He has tripled and been out on a fly ball to center. Winding is Wirtz. It is on the outside corner just above the knees, and the hitter for Minster, Magoteau, shakes his head, didn't agree with the call.
Yeah, both pitchers are starting to throw more strikes now.
Nothing in one count. Wirtz firing quickly. Oh, breaking pitch, and way out in front, trying to check but not in time, was Magoteau. No balls, two strikes, nothing in two.
Well, you can tell a good curveball when all the weight's out on that front foot. You're not going to hit the ball.
The pitcher, Wirtz, has got him where he wants him, and he went up top with a fastball, and it's flown foul between the Delphi St. John's dugout and the home plate off to the right. No balls, two strikes, one out. Minster, bottom of the fifth. Wildcats 4, Blue Jays 3. Delivery home is grounded. 1, 2, 3, hops to short.
Wow.
Nice play by Elwer. He gobbles it up, shoots a throw to first for the out. Two down for Minster here in the fifth.
Two outs for left fielder number 5, Rylan Edwards.
Rylan Edwards steps in. He's doubled, been safe on an error at third. Now, Chuck, the way this game started, I thought we might have 15 to 20 runs scored.
That's what it looked like.
Here's the windup, the pitch to Edwards. Inside for a ball. Edwards steps away. A ball, no strikes on him. Two out for Minster, bottom of the fifth. Minster 4, Delphi St. John's 3. And all the runs in this game scored in the first inning and a half. There's a pop-up to the right side off the bat of Edwards, and roaming over behind the first base bag in fair ground in the grass, fair territory, short right field. Second baseman for Delphi St. John's makes the play. Nicely done by the Blue Jays second baseman, Austin Munter, who called off the first baseman, Ohm. Third out recorded. Five innings in the books. We go to the sixth inning. Minster 4, Delta St. John's 3. On scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
That's Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107. For Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Don't forget the Lakeside Subdivision coming to Fort Loramie. Call Wygant to reserve a lot. As a ground ball is hit by Delta St. John's first hitter here in the sixth, it's a line hugger to third, and the Minster third baseman tries to backhand right at the bag. It's off the heel of the mitt. That's going to go as an infield single. I don't think there was going to be much of a chance at first.
Could not have thrown him out even if he made the play clean.
So the batter for Delta St. John's, Austin Munter, on at first, single to third. Here is the next hitter stepping in for the Blue Jays. Let's see if a bunt is in order for Delta St. John's. Runner at first. And here's the pitch to the plate, and it misses the strike zone. It's a ball. Ball and no strikes, one and nothing. Delta St. John's down a run, tying a run at first. No one out here in the inning. We're in the sixth. Minster on top, 4-3. Minster looking for the bunt. Well up at third for the Wildcats is James Niemeyer. Here's the windup, the stretch, the pitch. Look good. It is outside corner at the belt. And the count goes to a ball and a strike, 1-1. Alex Martz, with a 7 on his back, is the new hitter. 6'1", 175-pound junior for Delta St. John's, in there to bunt, and he does so, but foul. And it's 1-2. Pitch was upstairs.
Absolutely.
And it was not a good pitch to bunt, and he could not put it in play. 1-2 count. No out for Delta St. John's. Top of the sixth. Minster in the lead, 4-3. Schmidtmeyer wheels and deals. High breaking ball. Well outside the zone. And it's 2-2. Minster wants to keep this base runner off second. Wildcats up a run. Schmidtmeyer has been a bulldog on the mound for Minster all day. Throws home. Swing and a miss. Martz.
Pitch.
Took a cut. It wasn't a decisive swing. He flailed at it, whiffed. He's out on strikes. So a big strikeout recorded here. One out, one on for Delta St. John's, top of the sixth inning. And here is Tyler Lindemann, the DH. First pitch to him, a ball, 1-0. Runner at first, Austin Munter. Lindemann has a couple of base knocks in this game. There's a strike, waist high on the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-1. What a heck of a game pitched by Schmidtmeyer for Minster. He has endured Here's a pitch down in the strike zone, steal of second base. Oh, it's a great throw and a super tag. Well done on the play. A strike was thrown by the catcher, Heitkamp, and the second baseman for Minster made a terrific tag. Well done by Magato. They complete the out at second. And it's a two-ball, one-strike count here on the batter for Delta St. John's, Lindemann. And there's a pitch that appears to be a strike. It is above the waist on the outside half, and it's even up at 2-2. Heitkamp with a bullet throw down to second. Heck of a tag by Magato to nullify that runner, two away. Here's a curveball grounded past the pitcher to the second baseman. Quick throw on to first. Yes, got him. Magato turns in a couple of fine plays. The tag out at second and the steal. And then he snatched up that ground ball, headed back up the middle of the diamond. Three out for Delphus in the top of the sixth. Bottom of the sixth upcoming. Minster still leads 4-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The aroma of fresh eggs cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. You've got it. The Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 breakfasts. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home. Customers come from miles around. At 11 Monday to Friday, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, V-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hey, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation. For many years now, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Well, Schmidtmeyer, who's pitched one heck of a game for Minster, steps in the box to hit in the bottom of the sixth. A ground ball. It is a worm burner to Elwer at short. He fields, makes the throw to first base to record the out. Bottom of the sixth inning, Schmidtmeyer heads back to the dugout to refuel that adrenaline when he goes back to the mound to the top of the seventh. One down for the Wildcats in the bottom of the sixth frame. Schmidtmeyer out 6-3. Here's Connor Schmiesing. And Schmiesing, it's a ground ball to third. It's McLean to his left. He gloves, throws on to first. It is snared over there by Ulm for out number two.
And you're right. I thought this was going to be a 12-10 game the way it started.
Yeah, we took about 45, 50 minutes to play the first inning and a half.
Yep.
And now we're motoring right along. Bottom of the sixth inning. The rain has held off. It's coming down maybe a little tiny bit better than it was. And Minster turns over the lineup for Heitkamp. 4-3 lead. Minster, bottom of the sixth, two outs. Here is Dylan Heitkamp stepping in. He looks at a strike. I tell you what, since Wirtz has come in for Delphus, Chuck, he's matched Schmiesing pitch for pitch.
Oh, yeah, they have really come back, each one of them.
Here's the windup, the pitch by Wirtz. Schmeezing scalds a line drive, caught by McLean at third. He went to a knee, lunging off to the left, and hauled it in. Good glove work by McLean.
Phew.
We go to the seventh, 4-3 Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
It is starting to rain a bit harder here at Belcher Street Park in Minster. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Top of the seventh inning has arrived. Delta St. John's trails Minster 4-3. All the scoring done in the first inning and a half.
I've renamed this the field Mike Wiss Stadium.
Well, Colin Feathers, the nine hitter in the Blue Jays lineup, steps in. He'll be followed by the top two, Tyce McLean and Braylon Metzger. What a pitching job done here in this game by Schmeezing, or I should say by Schmidtmeier for the Minster Wildcats. Alex has been outstanding. Delta St. John's got three in the first two at-bats, and Schmidtmeier has just gained momentum and confidence. And he has attacked the strike zone ever since the second and third innings of this contest. And it's a ball and a strike on the first hitter for Delta St. John's. Feathers in the top of the seventh inning. There's a ball two outside and high, and it's 2-1. Minster up a run. Blue Jays down to their final three outs. Curveball around the outside corner. Just missed. Three balls and a strike, 3-1 on the left fielder Feathers for Delta St. John's. The mist is a little heavier and thicker in the atmosphere right now. Schmidtmeier cleans those cleats at the back edge of the mound. Works on Feathers. Swing and a miss. He popped the mitt with a high hard one. Feathers swiped at it. Couldn't connect. The count is full. Let's see if he comes right back with the fastball. It's a curveball. Nice. Got him. Breaking pitch. Yes. Strike three. Feather swung over the top. Oh, he snapped it off. Heck of a pitch. Good control. Feathers was out in front. One away for Delta St. John's here in the top of the seventh inning. Minster clings to the 4-3 edge.
Boy, pretty good 4-16, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, this has turned into one heck of a game. Delta St. John's was 21-10 last year, went to the regional finals, lost to St. Henry, had a lot of depth returning, much experience back, and Delphus did not expect to be 4-6 after 10 games, and this one's going right to the wire. Here's a foul ball shot out of play off the bat of McLean, who looked at the previous pitch for a ball. It's a 1-1 count on McLean, who's walked, flown to left, and popped to first. Schmidtmeyer fires a fastball in there, and it's sprayed foul, out of play, beyond the screen, outside of first, into the street. 1-2 count. Coach Jackson at third for Delphus, shouting out words of encouragement. A ball, 2 strikes, 1-2 in McLean. 1 out for Delphus St. John's. Top of the seventh, Minster leads 4-3. There's a high fastball, and it's 2-2. Outfield is shallow for McLean in right and center. Even with the bag at third for Minster is Niemeyer. There's the ball swung on, and it is placed out into center field, a humpback line single for McLean as he takes a 2-2 pitch straight away.
He hung the ball, kind of stayed at waist high, and he just stung it straight out to center field.
Well, we've got lefty on lefty. Schmidtmeyer against Metzger. Braylon Metzger steps in. He's had a sack, bunt, a double, and a strikeout. Good size lead for McLean. Here's the swing by Metzger on the first pitch, and it's a ball floated into center field. It's a base knock. It lands on the grass and rolls on out to the Minster center fielder. Ball played out there by Schmiesing, muffed it momentarily, got it back to the diamond. McLean hung on at second, and here is Elwer for Delphus St. John's with two aboard in the top of the seventh. A couple of neatly placed singles by Delphus St. John's in the top of the seventh frame, and head coach Mike Wiss comes to the mound. A meeting of the minds for Minster, which still leads 4-3. 1 out for Delphus St. John's, top of the seventh. 2 aboard at first and second on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Well, head coach Mike Wiss for Minster leaves in the game Alex Schmidtmeyer, who's thrown the ball extremely well. He's picked up steam as this game has progressed, but a couple of flares to the outfield with one out here in the seventh for Delphus St. John's has enabled the Blue Jays to pose a threat. Elwer steps in. He looks at a pitch low and away for a ball. Runners at first and second for the Blue Jays in the top of the seventh. Minster leads 4-3. A couple of soft base hits to the outfield off the bats of McLean and Metzger. The pitch to Elwer, a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Outfield is deep in right and left for the Minster Wildcats. 1-1 pitch to Elwer. It's outside the zone, and it's 2-1. And the Minster catcher goes to the mound. Dylan Eichkamp has a quick chat with Schmidtmeyer. Runners at first and second for Delphus St. John's, top of the seventh inning. Minster 4, Blue Jays 3. Elwer was out of the box. Now he's back in. Heitkamp behind the plate. Schmidtmeyer's got the sign. Here's the pitch, way high, and it's ball 3, 3-1. What Minster would love to have here is a nice, polite ground ball to second or short. Runners at first and second, good wheels, fine speed out there for Delphus. The pitch is way high for ball 4, and it looks like that maybe Alex is having a little difficulty with his landing spot because of the gooiness that's developed out there on the mound.
Yep.
Light rain falling here at Minster. It's been more of a mist, spitting type rain up until the last inning or so, and the bases are loaded for Delphus St. John's with one out in the top of the seventh. The windup, the pitch by Schmidtmeyer, high for a ball. 1 and nothing on Wirtz. 1 and nothing on Wirtz. Nowhere to put him. Schmidtmeyer wheels and deals. There's a strike above the waist on the outside half. What an exciting ball game this has turned out to be. Schmidtmeyer with a 1-1 pitch. Bases full. Delphi St. John's Wirtz looks at it. Strike two. He hunched over at the plate. The pitch by Schmidtmeyer caught the outside edge. Nice frame job by Heitkamp. And it's 1-2. A ball and two strikes on Wirtz. Schmidtmeyer again. Curveball nubbed up the third baseline, rolling foul.
Ooh. Third baseman, you can't assume that's going to stay foul because that would have kicked back in. That would have been a fair ball.
Oh, there's more rain. And it's
harder now.
Yep,
yes.
It's in the light to moderate category.
If I'm the umpire, I call the game, and it's a Minster win.
A ball and two strikes, 1-2 on Wirtz. Bases loaded, tying run at third. The pitch swung on and missed. Wirtz climbed the ladder. Fastball up and in. Schmidtmeyer got him. Two away. What a pitch by Schmidtmeyer. That was clutch. Here is Aaron Munter. Stepping in, 23 on his back, first baseman for Delphus. Bases loaded, two out, top of the seventh. Schmidtmeyer to Munter. Curveball bounces. Oh, what a great save.
Wow.
Behind the plate. Dylan Heitkamp snared that ball in one hop. He was like a magnet back there on that one.
That was a great job. He moved his feet, kept it in front of him.
Superb defensive play by the catcher, Heitkamp. To save a wild pitch. It's a ball on Munter. Bases loaded for Delphus. Down a run. The pitch is bounced foul between the dugout of Minster and the third base bag. One ball, one strike, 1-1. 4-3 Minster. Two out. Blue Jays, top of the seventh. Bases are jammed. Nowhere to put the hitter, Munter. Here's the stretch by Schmidtmeyer. Breaking pitch. Outside corner at the knees. Yes, sir. Good breaking ball. Umpire looked it over. Nice frame by Heitkamp. 1-2 count. Here is Schmidtmeyer. Long look into Heitkamp for the call. He's got the pitch. Here comes the delivery. High. Heitkamp goes way up in the air to snare that in the edge of the mitt, or it would have gone to the screen.
Yep. I was thinking a fastball because you didn't want to throw a curveball in the dirt, but great play by Heitkamp behind the plate.
Two balls, two strikes, bases full, force at any base. Top of the seventh, curveball bounces, blocked on the play by Heitkamp. And we're down to one pitch, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on the batter Munter of Delphus St. John's. Top of the seventh inning, Minster up a run. Schmidtmeyer in the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball. Got him. Woo! Is there any doubt who our star of this game is?
No.
Alex Schmidtmeyer. Great comeback in the top of the seventh inning after two base knocks by Minster, or I should say by Delphus, a couple of hits by the Blue Jays, and then Schmidtmeyer with successive Ks of Wirtz and Munter, the fourth and fifth hitters in the lineup for Delphus St. John's. They go down on strikes. What a job by Schmidtmeyer, who Ks nine. And he gets three of those strikeouts in a terrific seventh inning turned in on the bump by Schmidtmeyer. That's it. It's all over. Minster victorious 4-3 over Delphus St. John's. We'll return to close it out in just a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney.
The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney, we're your home crew for your honeydew.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
What a win by Minster. 4-3 is Alex Schmidtmeyer on the mound for the Minster Wildcats. Slams the door and strikes out the side in the top of the seventh inning. Delta St. John's did manage to get a couple of clean base hits from McLean and Metzger. There was a walk of Elwer. But the fourth and fifth hitters, Wirtz and Aaron Munter, were fanned by Schmidtmeyer. What a bulldog effort. He went the route. Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike has 15% off everything in the store. Beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, which are one half the cost of the big box stores. And Century brand hand tools are always a bargain, too. Made in America, lifetime warranty. Like us on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy. Chuck, your observations. Great game. Minster wins it. All the runs scored in the first nine outs of the contest.
Well, this was a fun game because you got to see a lot of managing in this game, and I like that. You got to see both teams, you know, bunting, trying to move runners up. Mike Wiss had a great first and third situation with two outs where he got the runner picked off three times, but St. John's did a great job of not throwing the ball away. Yeah. Then they gave him the second base, but no, it was a terrific baseball game.
And our stars of this game are maybe a couple of pitchers.
Well, we got to go with I think for Minster, we got to go, and I don't know names, but
Schmidtmeyer, the pitcher?
Schmidtmeyer, and then the catcher.
Job well done by
Heitkamp.
Dylan Heitkamp was a fine battery mate. Boy, he stopped a number of potential wild pitches.
He saved the tying run three times in the seventh inning. That was terrific. And on the Delta St. John's side, I think we go with...
How about Wirtz?
Wirtz
came in from first base to the mound, and he
gave up nothing.
Right, he gave Minster zero, held him at bay. Excellent jobs with the two pitchers in relief, Wirtz for Ulm of Delta St. John's, and the starter for Minster who went the route going the distance was Alex Schmidtmeyer, and his battery mate Dylan Heitkamp was also stellar. They are our stars of this game, brought to you by Clancy's in Sydney on Walpock Avenue. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Hey, don't forget our next broadcast on scoresbroadcast.com is on Thursday night. First pitch at 5, airtime 4:20. It's Fort Loramie against Graham. Should be a very good game. That's on Thursday evening. And then on Saturday morning, Rushi and Coldwater, which is number one in the state in Division 3, unbeaten, 13-0. Rushi Coldwater on Saturday morning. First pitch at 10, airtime at 9:25 a.m. Weather will cooperate on Thursday. Saturday might be iffy. Probably the earlier the start, the better. And somehow, some way, we got through this game here tonight when it did not seem possible, according to the radar and the forecast. But it all held off. Minster triumphs over Delta St. John's. Thanks to our online audience here tonight. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good evening to you from Minster. The Minster Wildcats defeat the Delta St. John's Blue Jays in a thriller 4-3.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SecurCom. Online at SecurCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Thank you.